Hello everyone, I'm back again. It's your boy Olumuyiwa George here, host of the Niger Biz Review Podcast, founder of The Lodge Consulting, your business, growth and entrepreneurship platform. And I welcome you to a brand new episode of the Niger Biz Review Podcast. You see, I've had so much fun, I've been having so much fun recording every episode of this podcast. Each episode is a new experience and it helps me to, you know, discover myself as an entrepreneur, as someone who wants to share his knowledge with other people so that they can learn and be inspired from me. In this world of entrepreneurship, we all know it is not easy. You need mentors, you need people who have more experience, who have more experience than yourself, and then you have to learn from those people either directly or indirectly. You don't have to know somebody personally before you can actually learn from that person. But social media has leveled access, has given us access to people we never knew we would encounter in the world before. So now you can have access to a Donald Trump via Twitter. You can have access to your state governor. You can have access to, you know, people that you couldn't reach before, thanks to the internet. So today I want to introduce you to 5 Nigerian entrepreneurs that you should follow. And these guys are like top notch. They have gained mad experience in the world of business, and then they like to share their experiences. So if you follow these guys, I tell you, you would learn so much from them. They are like, you know, there are people that talk and then their talk is like mad grammar. And then you'll be wondering, oh, what is this person saying? I don't even understand what this man or this woman is talking about. But these guys are relatable, they are high level, and then even with all of that high level experience they have, they still break it down in such a way that you, the young, upcoming entrepreneur, or the ordinary person, would listen to them and get value out of them. Like, these guys have been inspiring me. One particular person on that list is my mentor. Even though he has I've asked him severally to mentor me personally, the guy has not responded in that light. But the kind of content he shares, I really don't need him to mentor me personally. I don't need him to mentor me one-on-one for me to get value from what he's actually doing. I believe welcome back. So it is important that as an entrepreneur, as someone who wants to grow, someone who has good dreams for the future, it is important that you have what they call a learner's mindset. You cannot say, oh, I know it all already. The moment you say you know it all is the moment you begin to die intellectually, or die business-wise, or die academically, or die in life. No matter how old you are, no matter your age, there is always something to learn. And how good is it for you to have people? It doesn't even have to be someone in a more senior position. It could be your peer. You could learn from your peer. I have friends that that I talk to regularly. We exchange business ideas. We encourage each other to grow. We support each other. Those are things I would encourage you to do as well. So I'm not here to motivate you. I just wanted to point you in the right direction. Of course, if you get inspiration and motivation from this podcast, perfect. It's part of the things that I am doing on the podcast. But so let's get back to who these guys are. Earlier when I came on the podcast today, I said I wanted to point you to 5 people, 5 Nigerian entrepreneurs that you should follow on social media. The wisdom of these people, the level of wisdom that these guys have, is something equivalent to what you get in a business school. I tell you, I was looking at the price of an MBA online the other day, and it was $50,000. $50,000 to go do an MBA. Do you know how much that is if you convert it to Naira? But that's the story for another day. So the first person I think you should follow is a guy called Victor Asemota. He's at Asemota across social media platforms. Victor is also known as the Big Chief. He calls himself the Big Chief. And if Victor calls himself the Chief, I support that he's 100% the Chief. Victor is an entrepreneur, a technology investor, a high-level technology investor. Victor has relationship with the top guys in the tech space in Nigeria. He's an investor. If you know Andela, Victor has an investment in Andela. If you know Paystack, Victor has an investment in Paystack. Those are the high-level companies. So Victor is connected from Lagos to Ghana to South Africa to San Francisco to Silicon Valley and all of these places. Guess what? He's actually Nigerian. But the sad thing is Victor is not even based in Nigeria. He said the stress of doing business in Nigeria is too much, so the guy ran away to Ghana. His wife is actually from Ghana, and for the past 10 years, Victor has been living in Ghana. But we don't know Victor so much to talk about his personal life, but Victor has an old man's wisdom with a young person's mindset. So he has the old man's wisdom, and he knows how young people think, and he knows how to marry his wisdom, his old person's wisdom, his old man's wisdom. He's not old, he's a middle-aged man in his 40s or early 50s, at least 40s or early 50s, or mid-50s, I believe mid-50s. Victor should be in his mid-50s. So he knows how to marry old man wisdom with technology and the future trends. Victor is one of the people that would tell you what to happen in the financial sector. A lot of people that will tell you what will happen 10 years down the line in the consumer space. He's one of the people that will tell you how to manage a relationship with your foreign investors. Like this guy, I don't even know what to say about him. And then he has this great storytelling ability. I look for Victor is one person that I go on Twitter and then I sit down and read almost all of his tweets. Like he's mad ass, man. He's badass. Like Victor is, I've never hyped anyone. I'm not hyping him. It is just his antecedents that I'm telling you about. So Victor is one man that you should follow. You're interested in technology, you're interested in banking, you're interested in new media, you're interested in consumer behavior. Man, Asemota is your guy. Victor Asemota. Just check him out, follow him, you will not be disappointed. If you don't enjoy it, come and tell me, reply me, send me an email and say, oh, who you are, that guy you recommended that we should follow, man, I didn't find it interesting, then I'll know the kind of person, or I'll just try to find out your interest, things that you're interested in. So moving on from Victor Asemota, there's this, another person. So that's number one, Victor Asemota. Number two is a guy called, he's my namesake. His name is Muyiwa Olorunsho. Muyiwa is like the new school Nigerian entrepreneur. Like the newest kid in the block. When you hear, you know, there's what they call old money. And then there's what they call new money. Man, Muyiwa is new money. Muyiwa is the poster child of the young aspiring Nigerian entrepreneurs. Muyiwa, according to him, he made his first million naira at the age of 21. And then he lost it. And then after that time, his first one, the next 1 million naira he made was at 26 years old. So he made his first 1 million naira at 21 and lost it. And until 26 years, that was when he made the new 1 million, another 1 million naira. And then between 26 and 29 years, Muyiwa said at the age of 29, he had made his first $1 million. And I actually believe this guy, they were one of the premiers of, him and his partner, which I'm going to tell you about, were one of the premiers of e-commerce in Nigeria. So they started a very big e-commerce website in Nigeria that was making millions of naira in sales per day. These guys had a company that every month they were hiring people and firing people. You get Tomiwa is one guy that he's trying to position himself as the pastor for business in Nigeria. So the pastor for the young, hungry entrepreneurs in Nigeria. So he wants to be like their mentor. He wants to be someone that people look up to, which is fine. I like what he does. You get, but the sense, what I really like about Muyiwa is his sense of branding. That guy has mad sense of branding. His pictures, he lives, he embodies the lifestyle which all of us want to live, if you know what I mean. Like, he's like, he has a very good dress sense. He has business sense as well. So he's always, he has a good sense of aesthetics. So he has a visual, he has mastered his visual style. He has mastered the art of branding. Tomiwa is a very good, in the previous episode of the podcast, I talked about how to build a personal brand in Nigeria. So Tomiwa is the epitome of a personal brand. He has built his personal brand, and then he's known for business. His companies, I'm not going to mention, because they didn't pay me for advert on this podcast. So I'm not going to mention Muyiwa's companies on the podcast, but he has three companies that are actually doing very well. So if you want to learn about personal branding, go and follow Muyiwa for long. So he's not so active on Twitter. I'd advise that you join Twitter. Twitter is like one of the best things. And if you're on Twitter, follow me at The Lurge, D-E-L-U-R-G-E, The Lurge. And then follow the podcast at The Lurge Consult, D-E-L-U-R-G-E Consult. So that's it for Muyiwa for long. I'm sure you should check him out. His Twitter and Instagram handles are CM for Lauren Shaw. CM F O L U R U N S H O. CM for Lauren Shaw. The next person on my list is Muyiwa's business partner. Like, these guys, I love their combination. Their combination is perfect. It feels like, you know, in one of my earlier blog posts that I used to write on, one of my early blogs, I said business is like a marriage. A business partnership is like a marriage. So Muyiwa has a business partner, and she also makes this list of entrepreneurs that you should follow. They are not married. I don't think they have, this is sensational. Let's leave that out of it. So the next person you should actually follow on the list is a lady. Her name is Gloria Osei. Glory Osei. Go check her out, Glory Osei. Glory is actually Muyiwa's business partner. How did I get to know her? I have a platform called Lekki Republic, LekkiRepublic.com. You can check it out. You can follow it on Instagram as well, Lekki Republic, and Twitter at Lekki Republic. So I used to love this Instagram page called Nigerian Abroad. So there's this girl that used to have really beautiful photos, and then she used to share the pictures of the amazing places that she went to, all the travels, all the nice shots, interesting places in the world that you have to visit. Yeah. So I got curious, and I decided to follow this girl. And then I was wondering, what does she do? How is she able to afford all of these trips? That is, funding her lifestyle. And I was curious. I was wondering, is she the son of or the daughter of one top Nigerian politician? And then so I got to find out that, okay, she actually runs several e-commerce businesses. So she actually runs several e-commerce businesses. And eventually I got to find out that, she's the business partner to this Muyiwa guy. You get. And so both of them have right now I know I'm aware of three companies that they have, and then they are doing very well. So Glory is an art. Glory, Muyiwa is cool. Muyiwa is cool, but Glory is the harsh version of Muyiwa. So Glory is all nice on Instagram. She's all glammed up on Instagram, but when you go on her Twitter, man, she's crazy. She gives you straight to the point facts, man. However she feels it. She's angry at the business system. She tells you, if she feels well, your customers are not doing right, this is how you should treat your customers. She tells you, if she tells you, oh, so Chloe gives you advice, straight to the point advice. And all of her advice actually comes from experience. I'm actually not endorsing all of those people. I'm just telling you to go follow them, check them out. You might learn a thing or two from them. So the first person on my list was Who You Are For Lunch, and then that led us to his partner, his business partner, Glory Osei. And then the third person on the list is a woman called Nelly Agbogu. I will go on a short break. I'll be right back. I'll see you after this break. Welcome back, guys. I made an error. I made a mistake in during the previous segment. I said I'd actually talked about three people. I said the first person was Victor Asemota, second person is Who You Are For Lunch, and then the third person is Glory Osei. So you should follow Glory at Glory Osei on Twitter and on Instagram. The fourth person I want to talk about, I call her the SME queen. That's the small and medium entrepreneurs queen. Her name is Nelly Agbogu. She's the founder of Niger Brand Chic. If you're on Instagram and you're a business person, you should know Niger Brand Chic. Niger Brand Chic is like the small business champion in Nigeria. She's the queen of Instagram vendors. Do you know that people make millions of naira selling on Instagram? And Nelly is one of the people that all of these Instagram vendors actually listen to. Nelly organizes a periodic event called the Niger Brand Chic Fair, where she organizes a pop-up shop, a fair, and then people buy stands and then come to showcase their products and services. And then for this one day event, the attendance is usually crazy and people sell out and get like pre-bookings for their next services, their next products. Nelly is a good business. She understands how to run a business on Instagram, and then she teaches people how to run their own business on Instagram. She has two businesses, her personal brand, Niger Brand Chic, and then she has a food business, which, you know, she's making so much money off Instagram. She's making so much money from herself and on Instagram. So Nelly is a business strategist, a small business strategist. She's like the go-to person for the mom and dad or mom and pop shops. And so you might want to follow Nelly at Niger Brand Chic. And the fifth person on my list of an entrepreneur, an Nigerian entrepreneur that you should listen to, is a lady called Shubomi Plumta. Shubomi Plumta. Shubomi, I admire Shubomi a lot. Shubomi works in the same digital media space like myself. And she's one of the people that pioneered the field. She took it into the corporate environment in Nigeria. So Shubomi is a consultant for corporate brands. And then she's also an investment advisor. I don't think she's certified on investments and the rest of it. But Shubomi actually has this investment seminar where she teaches people how to invest and make up to, say, 50% returns on investment in Nigeria within a short time. Shubomi is quite knowledgeable. She's spiritual. She's sarcastic. She's interesting, and she's not the general mass. She has like her audience. She has a clear-cut audience. She's not like. So a lot of people might not relate with her, but if you are deep, if you are intellectual, if you are, you know, if you are in that space where you need some intellectual stimulation, then Shubomi Plumta is one person that you should listen to. I hope you found today's episode of the podcast as interesting I hope you found it quite interesting. If this is your first time of listening to the Niger Biz Review podcast, I welcome you. If this is not your first time and you are a regular listener, I thank you for being, for listening to us. I thank you for listening to the podcast every episode that we release. I thank you for sharing our podcast. I thank you for subscribing to the podcast. Or I thank you for those positive reviews that you give to us. I thank you for just encouraging us. So kindly subscribe to the podcast. And if you want to reach me, you can actually follow me on Twitter at The Lodge, DELURGE, or at The Lodge Consulting on Instagram. So make sure you subscribe, make sure you just keep following us. Like, thank you. And then you can also send us a message, and then we would respond to the message. If you have questions, if you want us to discuss some things, you should actually inform us. I thank you very much for listening to the podcast. Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by LekkiRepublic.com. Lekki Republic is an urban lifestyle hub for young Nigerians. So check it out, LekkiRepublic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Lekki Republic. Follow on Twitter at Lekki Republic. Like the Facebook page, Lekki Republic. Lekki Republic has events. The next event they are doing is Thai and Die. That's like a fun Thai buffet night with games and networking and drinks and all of that. I would be present at that event. So if you want to join us, it's happening in Lekki, Lagos, Nigeria. Just thank you for the love. If this podcast has helped you in any way, kindly let us know. We'll be glad to hear from you from all over the world. Nigeria, United States, Canada, Germany, Europe, wherever you're on the rest of Africa. And thank you, your host, Olumuyiwa George, and I'm signing out.